بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أمرنا أن نعبده مخلصين له الدين حنفاء، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، الذي أرسله الله سبحانه وتعالى هاديا إلى صراطه المستقيم وداعيا إلى دينه القويم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملأ الأعلى يا رب العالمين. Welcome back to our reading of عقول الجمان في أقائد أهل الإيمان of سيدنا الشيخ سليم البشري رحمه الله. قال مبحث النبوات. So now, after talking about الإلهيات, those things related to the science of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, or Godhood if you will in English, now he's moving on to the second subject of Usuluddin, which is a nubuwat, prophethood, because after we affirm our belief in the Creator and the Sustainer of all things, then we have to know how to serve that Creator, how to worship correctly. So therefore, the dispatching of the prophets and the messengers is important as a means for us to be guided. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That if there comes to you from me, from Allah to us, guidance. And guidance here means books and prophets. Whoever follows that guidance, mashallah, will never have any type of anxiety, stress, or fear. But as for those who reject and disbelieve, then for them is a grievous punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hellfire. We ask Allah bil-afiyah. So the Shaykh, he says, wayajib. That means it's an obligation for us to believe this. To be Muslim, we have to believe this. Wayajibu. أي ويجب عليه أو ويجب عليها. It is an obligation upon him or her. أن تعرف أو ويجب عليك أنت يعني. أن تعرف, to know. أن الله تعالى نبأ أنبياء. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched أنبياء. The word أنبياء, we talk about this in Essentials of Islamic Faith, comes from two words. One means someone that informs you of information. منبي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ. نَبَأ, يعني they ask you about this great news. نَبَأ. Also the word means نَبْوَ, which means ارْتِفَع, something which is raised high, because whoever follows the prophets is going to be raised. Subhanallah. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَن نَشَاءُ. That no one is greater than what Allah has done when He has raised the prophets to the highest maqam. That's why Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, O Muhammad, are the عَلَى خُلُق. And this is isti'ara in rhetoric, we'll teach you in the future. This is a form of a rhetorical usage to show that above all good character is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَى خُلُق. كَأَنَّهُ طَلَعَ الْخُلُق. As though the Prophet ﷺ rose above all good character, which we're going to talk about later on today, which is very important. If you're to look at good character, the citadel would be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa arsala rusulan. Rusulan, jam'u taksir, rusulan, with dhamma al-ra, which is the plural. And sent the messengers. مُبَشِّرِينَ لِمَنْ أَطَاعَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. And they gave good news to people who obey them of paradise. وَمُنذِرِينَ لِمَنْ عَصَاهُمْ بِالنَّارِ. And they warned people who disobeyed them of hellfire. And here we understand something in activism and the role of Islam in the public square, that we cannot simply be مُبَشِّرِينَ, always giving people good news. We cannot simply be munzirin, always warning others. We have to be balanced. Mubashirin wa munzirin. At-tawazun. Allah tatagaw fil mizan. At-tawazun fil umur. So if we look at our da'wah, even to the non-Muslims, And we're only mubashirin, we have failed to hold up the responsibility of prophecy. If we are only munzirin, also we have failed. Because we have to see good in people. An-nasul ma'adin. As the Prophet said, people are metal. In order to see the metal, we have to dig into the soil. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِالْمُعْجِزَاتِ And we aided them with miracles. The word mu'jizat is from the word ajiz. We say ajuz for an old woman in the village, right? Because the ajaz, the one who's old, is the one who is incapable, right? They don't have the strength anymore to do what they used to be able to do. So mu'jizat is from the same word because human beings do not possess the strength to accomplish these things. خارق العادة. You see these things that the prophets did, for example, splitting the sea, the white hand of Sayyidina Musa glowing with light, the staff turning into a snake, the Quran. Human beings are not able to reproduce that or even do it once. So it is معجزه. والآيات الباهرات. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided them with clear signs. وَأَنَّ جَمِيعَ مَا جَاءُ بِهِ فَهُوَ حَقٌّ And everything they brought is the truth. وَكُلُّ مَا أُخْبِرُوا بِهِ فَهُوَ صِدْقٌ And everything they informed us about is also truthful. And in fact, maybe a better translation is وَأَنَّ جَمِيعَ مَا جَاءُ بِهِ فَهُوَ حَقٌّ Everything that they came with is a reality. حق يعني وَكُلَّمَا أُخْبِرُوا بِهِ فَهُوَ صِدْقٌ And everything they informed us about is the truth. وَفَأَمَرُوا And this is a very important point. فَأَمَرُوا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالطَّاعَةِ And they commanded us to believe and obey Allah. وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ And a better translation here is in everything they commanded was related to iman and obedience to Allah. And everything that they forbade was in relationship to those things being disbelief or sin. So especially now in the era of postmodernity, which is very much like the tree in the time of Adam, alayhi salam, how shaitan la'natullah alayhi deceives Adam about the reality of things. Postmodernity, it's changed definitions related to so many things if you think about it. And it's hard sometimes to know what's right or wrong. So where do you find that type of support? The teachings of the prophets. Everything they said is right, is right. Everything they said is wrong, is wrong. Everything they said is right is obedience to Allah. Everything they said is wrong is disobedience to Allah. خلاص من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. So we're not deceived. And we're not tricked by even what's popular. SubhanAllah. لا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. Don't mix the truth with falsehood. And that's why Allah says, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Right? Cling to the rope of Allah. The habal, right, actually is a rope that people would use to go down wells in ancient times, right? Because that rope has to be strong and sturdy because you don't know what's down in that well. Those natural wells, you never know. So you have to have something that can support you and secure you. The dunya is also unknown. The dunya is also wrought with challenges and difficulties. اعتصم بحبلله, اعتصم بحبلله. So hold on to the rope of Allah. That's why Sayyidina Shatibi says, وَبَعْد فَإِنَّ حَبْلَ اللَّهِ فِينَا كِتَابُهُ فَجَاهِدْ بِهِ حِبْلَ الْعِدَى مُتَحَبِّلًا This is very difficult to translate, but what Imam Shatibi says in Hirz al-Mani is that you should cling to the rope of Allah and use it like a net, مُتَحَبِّلًا, to capture things that protect you and keep you strong from your enemies, hibl al-ida, from the plans of your enemies, subhanallah. So the first section here, the Shaykh basically frames the purpose of the prophets, warners, bringers of good news, commanding iman and obedience, prohibiting sin and disobedience and disbelief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يوفقنا وإياكم بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.